Thank you, Madam Chair, for this opportunity to make a comment. First of all, congratulations to the Secretariat and to all expert team for a very comprehensive, interesting, and useful guide document. I have reviewed carefully this document, and actually I just want to shortly react to chapter 3 of the this document. So, case study 39, it's related to early warning systems in Georgia, and it's number one priority for us because Georgia is very vulnerable to the natural disasters and catastrophes caused by climate change, and the establishment of early warning system in Georgia is very important for us. And then we can share the information with neighboring countries related to radar information. We can share the information with Azerbaijan according to our letter of intention related to geology, hydrometeorology, also the early warning system data, meteorological data, etc. And also we are planning to share this information with Armenia also. Both parties, Georgia and Armenia, agreed to exchange the information on qualitative indicators of water in the Hramidebed River Basin, and also ground surface meteorological stations and radar information, and also the management of natural resources and data. Also, I'd like to shortly react on one topic. This chapter provides many interesting examples of data collection and sharing. For example, case study 30 with supporting decision making in the River Plata Basin. It's very important. Data is automatically integrated online into the common database. That's very important. We all know that for evidence-based decision making, the availability of reliable and comprehensive data and information is crucially important. It's important for us, Georgia, also to have at national level this information, and there we can share with neighboring countries. So once again, congratulations to this very useful document and sharing of best examples is very important for whole, very many countries, including Georgia. Thank you.